Hi, Boo-Boos. Here are the answers for my AMA. This is a re-recording because I misplaced the original. And I'm so sorry, it's taken me a week. But sorry, getting comfy. Hopefully I'm able to answer your questions better this time? I don't know. Alright. Let's go find the questions. Here we go. So, the first set of questions are from patches_4. Here we go. What is your favorite comic book / book? My favorite book, without a doubt, is Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. Comic book, it would most likely be Sandman. I am nothing if not predictable. Question 2. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live? Somewhere green. So maybe Ireland or Scotland or Wales, because they seem green and there's rain and it seems pretty idyllic and there's no fire season there, so that sounds good to me. What is your favorite video game? This is a complex question because you didn't say what type of video game. Oh, no. I mostly play MMOs, or at least I used to mostly play MMOs. I don't really play games much these days. I am a recovering World of Warcraft addict. I've been clean for 6 months-ish. Doing well. So that would be one of my favorites. I love the Elder Scrolls games, Skyrim, Morrowind, the Elder Scrolls Online, which I have a really big soft spot for, even though I know it's not very popular. I really like RPGs like Diablo and Path of Exile. There's also American McGee's Alice and Alice Madness Returns. I haven't played the third one, but I really, really want to. Yeah. I know I didn't give you one favorite game, but I like too many and I can't choose. What is my favorite movie? No! I think right up the top is Casablanca. Another one is Mulan. I love that movie. I think it's one of my favorite Disney movies. The Princess Bride. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which I was talking about with Lady Apollo, because it's one of her favorite movies, if not her favorite. And yeah, I love that movie and I quote it and yeah. What is my favorite snack? Dark chocolate, some mixed nuts. That's pretty much what I snack on every day. Maybe throw in some strawberries or raspberries or bloobs or cherries if they're good. Yep. Okay, the next lot of questions is from my big brother Mute. Yay! And for those of you wondering, no, we're not actually related. We're just, our relationship or friendship dynamic is like supportive siblings, so we call each other brother and sister. How can you tell when you're having a bad day? I am super emotional. I get really emotional. I get withdrawn. I cry. I just feel like something is off. And yeah. Am I neat or messy? I am messy. oh my god, the reason the boo-boos in the snuggle refuge on Vanilla Audio haven't gotten any pics or videos is because my room currently looks like a bomb has hit it. I'm in the middle of packing because I'm moving at the end of March. It's originally going to be the beginning of March, but now it's the end of March. So I'm in that hellish state of I need things, but I need to pack things, and so everything's everywhere, but even then, I'm normally really messy, but I try to be neat. What do I do to de-stress? I listen to audios. It sounds so cliche, but I really do love a comfort audio, or a sleep companion audio, or soundscapes. My brain is mushy. I also listen to music, and my musical tastes are very eclectic, and they're all over the place. So there's that. I might play a game. I don't really play many games, like I said earlier, but that was one thing I used to do. Or I read, or I just get in my pajamas and watch movies or shows or something on Netflix or Stan or Disney Plus. Yeah. Am I more like my mother or father? Oh god. I get my sense of humor from my dad. I get my love of books from my mum. I get my cooking skills from neither. Actually, no, that's a lie. My mum can kind of cook, but I'm the better one. My dad, don't ever let him near a kitchen. Ever. I think I'm an equal mix of both. So maybe 30% my mum, 30% my dad, and then the other 40% is just new random things that are me and me only. I think. Yeah. Do I like to be affectionate in public? Yes. I am very affectionate in public. I'm not gonna, you know, be inappropriate, but, you know, some kissing, some hand-holding, some hugging. Those things. Absolutely. What is one thing you would not tolerate in a relationship? Abuse. Any sort of abuse. I won't. I can't. No. What's the next question? What always cheers you up when you think about it? Baby Yoda. My godson. Who just started big school, which is terrifying. What also cheers me up? My friends. Yeah. Do you move a lot in bed? Yes. Yeah. Especially if I'm having bad dreams, which happens quite a bit lately. I will toss and turn and just be a pain in the butt. If I could write a book about my life, what would be the title and why? It would probably be Hot Mess, because I am a hot mess. Actually, no, I'm not even a hot mess. I'm a mess. I'm a mess. What's a trip that changed you and why? Around my birthday last year, I went to Canberra for the War Memorial. To go to the War Memorial, because they had organised a kind of tribute to my great, great, great uncle. There might be a few more greats in there, I can't quite remember. And that trip changed me because I learnt quite a few interesting facts about my family. Particularly about that great uncle. I was the one who found out history about the family tree and found this relative, so being there to see him honored and stuff was really cool and everything. But also being at the war memorial was utterly amazing. It's huge, and honestly, I think if I was to do it again, I would take a couple of days, because you need a few days. But I quite liked seeing all the stuff about the nurses in the war and all the things that the women did, and I got some books and stuff as well, so I really, really enjoyed that, and I would do it again. What's something you've done but will never do again? Erotic audios. I'm not knocking people who do make them, because I have nothing against it. It's just not for me. I'm... The few times I made them, I wasn't in a good place afterwards. And I think for my own mental health, it's just a bad idea. That doesn't mean I don't listen to them, because I do listen to erotic audios. Yeah. What's the best compliment I've ever received? It was, funnily enough, from you, Mute. It was that I'm irreplaceable. That meant quite a lot. And did make me cry. But it was a good, happy cry, not a sad cry. Do I have a hidden talent? What is it? I'm good at finding stuff. This sounds so silly. And it's not really a hidden talent. It's more me living up to my Hufflepuff-ness. Because we're meant to be good finders, and I happen to be one. If someone loses something, they'll ask me to look for it and I'll find it in a couple of minutes. So that's always cool. But if I lose something, yeah, it's gone. What's one song or artist that you're embarrassed to admit you like? Pentatonix. I really enjoy... Sorry, my parents are in the room, a few rooms away, and they're watching the cricket, so they're cheering on Australia. I think it's the women's cricket, which is actually really sweet. My mum, in particular, loves her sport. Pentatonix. I'm embarrassed to say that I like quite a lot of their covers. Yeah. What's my most hated household chore? Cleaning of any kind. I will happily cook. I will, happily do laundry. I will happily do gardening. But cleaning? No, thank you. If there was a movie produced about your life, who would play you and why? I don't know. Actually, yes, I do. Okay, I actually know. Kristen Ritter, who was Jessica Jones, and she was in Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, and I think she was also in the last season of Gilmore Girls. Yeah, that's who would play me. And it would be a mix of her character, Chloe, in Don't Trust the Bee, in apartment 23 and Jessica Jones. And maybe a bit of her character from Gilmore Girls, because I share quite a lot of those personality traits. And she's pale and she's got black hair like I do, but it's not as long, but there's extensions. So, yep, that's who we're playing. Kristen Ritter. She might actually direct it too, because she directs now too. Okay. Next set of questions is from TommyGun262. Oh, really hitting me in the feels here. Shit. Favorite Star Wars movie or TV show character? No! It's a three-way tie. Princess Leia, Chewie, and Baby Yoda. They're my three. They're my holy trinity. With Princess Leia, I love her character in the original trilogy, but honestly, it's in the sequel trilogy that, yeah, I really, really love her as General Organa. I love seeing her as, you know, she's grown into her power fully. She is who she is. She's still got those ideals from when she was younger, but there's more nuance. There's more assurance. I love that. I really do love that. Chewie. I always enjoyed Chewbacca, but it wasn't until the Solo movie where you see the origin of Chewie and how he meets Han Solo that I was just like, yeah, Chewie for the win. And then Baby Yoda, like, of course I'm gonna say Baby Yoda. I'm obsessed. And I'm really, really looking forward to season two of The Mandalorian. I want to see how the foundling of a child, Baby Yoda, I want to find out his real name. I want to find out more about the race. I want to see more. I want more. More Baby Yoda. If the world could stop changing seasons, which one would you want to stay in 24/7? Okay, so my perfect season, well, actually it's seasons, would be halfway through autumn to halfway through spring. So basically everything but fire season. That's going to come up with me when it's to do with the weather. Somewhere to live. Anywhere there isn't fire season and extreme heat, I'm happy. So, yeah. Favorite music to play when you just need to unwind? It depends. Sometimes I will just put on... there's an ASMR artist... I think it's Relaxing Male ASMR. His name is Tom, and he makes these great kind of music tracks for sleep and stuff and relaxation, but they're not quite like your typical sleep or relaxation music, and I really, really like it. I really, really enjoy that music. What else do I listen to? I might listen to like violin stuff or acoustic guitar or something. But then there are times where I'm so wound up that I need to get that energy out. So I'll put on something really loud. I'll put on Rammstein or Nightwish or Disturbed. Or in this moment and something, and just yell and scream and thrash about and I unwind that way, or if I'm so full of energy and I'm bouncing off the walls, I'll put on pop music. I'll put on Britney Spears. I'm not afraid to say that I do enjoy some Britney Spears or Little Mix or The Saturdays. I'll put on some pop music and just dance about and get my energy out that way, and I'm able to unwind and relax. So it really just depends why I need to unwind. What inspired you to make cuddle audios? Oh boy. I think I've kind of spoken about this before in my first AMA on my Reddit profile. So it was before I had the subreddit. I found audios last year when I was going through some pretty heavy shit. I was having a lot of trouble sleeping and I wanted to hear a soothing voice reading books or poetry to help me get to sleep. And that's what I found. I found some stuff from Tom Hiddleston, because that's actually who I was looking for, because there was an app a few years ago called The Love Book that he was involved in, where he was reading poetry and Shakespeare and stuff, and so was Helena Bonham Carter and a lot of other English actors, and it was such a great project. And then the app went away, even though you had to pay for it, and I paid for it, and I was really upset that it was gone. So I went onto YouTube to find some stuff from that, and I found a compilation of like Tom's poems and stuff, so I'd listen to that and relax and fall asleep. And then that, from there, I kind of fell into the world of boyfriend roleplays. And it was something I'd never heard of before. I didn't know they existed. I wasn't really into ASMR because at the time, all the ASMR I had heard didn't give me a good feeling. It made my body feel really tense. And I would kind of clench and make myself really small because I didn't like it. Turned out I just hadn't found the right triggers for me. So from there I found Cardlin, Galeforce, who else? Boyfriend Audio and a few others. And I fell down a rabbit hole of comfort audios, cuddle audios, sleep companions, and just thought they were awesome. And then I found out there was even more of this on Reddit. So I was like, cool, I have a Reddit account that I never use. Let's use it. So I found Vanilla Audio PTA. Sorry. And all those subreddits, and found a lot more artists that I really liked and would listen to a lot. And then one day there was a request for something. It was an I Love You audio that this person wanted. They just wanted to be told that they were loved and they were seen and appreciated. And that request hit me in the chest like a sledgehammer, because I know what that feels like. And that's why I turned to audios. So I thought, you know what? I've got a phone. I'm going to record this. So I did. And it was really popular. I think it's my most popular audio on ever, especially on PTA. So I got verification after that, and I started making more fuzzy, kind of love lettery, snuggly, cuddly girlfriend experience, girlfriend roleplay audios, and I found my niche. And A big reason is because I love those comforting, cuddly audios. I still listen to them. And I want to pay back that kindness from Gale Force, from Cardland, from Boyfriend Audios, and all the others that I've listened to. I want to pay that kindness forward. And if I can use my voice to comfort others and make them feel better about themselves, I'm going to do it. And that's my big aim, and that's why I make cuddle audios, especially for guys, because it's okay to want cuddles. There is nothing wrong with that. I'm sorry, I really rambled with that. What is the most random trivia fact you know? Okay. So, it's, for me to know this isn't quite random, because it's something I learned at university for a specific reason, but it came up in a pub trivia thing, and it was just like, holy shit, I know the answer. So, basically, when a baby is developing, and I mean this outside of the womb, not in, because they're not a baby when they're in the womb, they're a fetus. Anyway, so when they're actually born and they're a baby and they're growing up, there are two types of physical development. There's cephalocortical development and there's proximal distal development. And these happen concurrently. Proximal distal is from your core out to your extremities, and cephalocortical is from the crown of your skull and follows your spine to your tailbone. And knowing that won me points in a pub quiz, so yeah. Now you guys know too. If you could change one thing about yourself physically, mentally, what would it be? Physically, it would be my appearance. There's quite a few things I would change, actually, but they all have to do with my appearance, and that's something I'm working on. Mentally, I think it would be to not be so harsh on myself. I'm super, super critical to the point of it's actually self-harm. And I don't believe compliments or praise, and it's a whole mess. So I would like to change that, and I am working on changing that, but it takes time. I would like to be able to click my fingers and just change those things. So, up. Dr. Feels Good and Orgasm. Nice username. Your questions. What stereotype about your country, ethnicity do you dislike the most? That because I'm Australian, I must be bogan. I'm not a bogan. My dad's definitely a bogan, but I'm not. I've got friends and family who are bogans, but I'm not. It's a weird thing. It's a weird cultural thing here. What's the dumbest, funniest sexual encounter you've ever had? I answer that in an exclusive audio. So I'm not going to answer it here. But if you've heard that audio, you know. And it was pretty stupid. What physical aspect of the male, if possible, female as well, body turns you on the most? A cheeky smile. And on guys in particular, forearms. And that is a new thing. And apparently I share this weakness with Eve, so I'm in good company. but fucking hell. Like, a strong set of arms and I'm just weak. She's like, oh. Oh my god, I'm such an idiot. But, yeah. And with women, smile. Like, a cheeky smile will always do me in. Some mischief, some cheekiness. I'm in. The next few questions are about things I would rather not answer, so I'm skipping them. This one I will answer because I've answered it before on Curious Cat. Dick size preference. I have said it before. I will say it again. It is not the size of your boat. It is the motion in your ocean. Okay? Okay. Worst date and best date I've ever been on. Worst date, again, I've talked about in an exclusive audio. It's the same one with the dumbest sexual encounter. It is really, really... Oh, the whole story. I can laugh about it now because it's been like a decade, but at the time it was just like, oh my god, is you for real? Is this really happening? My best date. This guy took me to a rescue shelter and we volunteered there for the entire day. Because I thought he was picking me up for lunch, but he didn't. He picked me up and we went to an animal shelter and we were there for the entire day. And yeah, it was awesome. I loved it. Besides GWA, what are your top three erotic subreddits to visit? I avoid GWA like the plague. I find it not a good place for me to be. But for erotic subreddits, Vanilla Audio, PTA, what's the third one gonna be? I guess because I'm on it the most would be Erotic Academy. Oh god, that's totally gonna boost Anoni's ego. Ugh. But yeah, I'm on there quite a bit. What are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex, as well as dating and relationships, and what advice do you have for men on avoiding these mistakes? Selfishness, arrogance, ignorance, and bigotry. That kind of stuff. That's the biggest mistake anyone can make. But with men, it happens quite a bit. They only think of themselves. Or at least maybe that's just the partners I've had. It's like, well, I came, who cares about you? Which is the worst. Or they just go with what they want and they're not really checking in with what their partner wants. So my advice on avoiding this is to make sure you're paying attention to your partner. You know, you're having sex with a human being. You are not fucking a fleshlight. So stop acting like it. Yep. How did I stumble upon GWA? I found it. I don't even know how I found it. I want to say I was looking up, I was listening to audios on YouTube and then found out that there was this whole, like, other, there was more on Reddit. But how I found GWA in particular, I think I was reading an article about audios and ASMR, and it mentioned GWA. And that's how I stumbled upon this big wide world of audios on Reddit. That's how I found out about it. It was through an article. And from there, I found Vanilla Audio and Pillow Talk. And then from there, I found poetry reading and Audio Candy and Audio Novella and everything. So, yeah, it was... YouTube led me to an article, which led me to Reddit, which led me to GWA. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? Anything to do with age play, bestiality, non-consent, so rape or rape play. Yeah, anything along those lines. Necrophilia. Just, I guess I really am a vanilla kind of girl, even though I never thought I really was. I don't think I'm pure vanilla, but yeah. If I was a stripper, yeah, if I was a stripper, what would your stripper name be and what would be your gimmick slash character? If I was a stripper, I wouldn't be a stripper, I would be a burlesque performer like Dita Von Teese. And my gimmick would be like aerial performances, because I've always wanted to learn aerial silks and aerial hoop and all that stuff. And as for my name, I don't know. I know there's that whole your first pet plus the first street you lived on or something. That would give me a really crappy name. So I don't know. I'll have to think about it. Do I watch stand-up comedy? If yes, who's your favourite comedian? Hell yeah, I watch stand-up comedy. My favourite comedian is Carl Barron. He's Australian and I highly recommend him. I also watch Tom Gleason, Hasan Minhaj. I know I messed up his name and I'm sorry. Who else? Daniel Sloth. Or Sauce. Wait, can't remember his name. Who else? Russell Peters. Yeah, Julie McCrossan. Kitty Flanagan. Yeah, I honestly watch quite a lot of stand-up comedy. If I could go back in time and talk to my younger self, what advice would I give her? Nothing is going to end up the way you think it will, and that's okay. Stop being anxious, stop stressing, and just let things happen. You will get to where you need to go. Everything will work out. What was the last movie I saw? I think that would be Little Women, the new one that Greta, what's her name? Oh my God, why am I so brain dead? Greta Gerwig, I think it is. Feel free to correct me. I am so sorry. My brain is mushy. Yeah, that would have been the last movie I saw. Have I ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about it. If not, then what movie has had a massive emotional impact on me? I cry during movies a lot. The Land Before Time, the children's movie with the dinosaurs. Sorry, I think I just knocked my mic. Oh my goodness, that movie. I always cry during that movie, especially at the end. I don't know why, I'm a blubbering mess. There is a particular part in the original Neverending Story where I cannot help but cry. It was so bad that I was not allowed to actually watch that movie growing up. I used to watch it when I would go to my aunt's house, and then after like the third or fourth time I ran out of the room screaming and crying, a rule was made that I was not allowed to watch that movie. I know there are others. Red Dog, I always cry. I cry during a lot of animal movies. Oh my god, Life is Beautiful. Fucking hell, every time. I've only ever watched it twice, and both times I've watched it with my mum, and we're both fine up until the very end where you get the voiceover from the son, and oh my god, mum and I will just be like crying as this young man tells us about what happened afterwards in Italian, and we're just like so it's not always animals. If all the sex toys you own came to life, like Toy Story, how would they behave and what would they talk about? I don't know how they'd behave, but I think they'd be miffed that they don't get used much, or that some get used more than others. When was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? I'm Australian. In Australia, calling someone a cunt is basically a term of endearment, but I think you mean as an insult, and it would probably be towards a particular man who I will not name, who did, I don't know if I actually want to say it because it's horrific. Fuck it, I'll say it. He poured petrol or gasoline over his kids and his wife and set them on fire. Yep. He's definitely a cunt. In the bad sense. And yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. So now we have the lustful tigress. What are your biggest kinks or fetishes? What really makes you tick? What makes your body no longer respond to your brain and react on its own? Fucking hell. If you follow me on Twitter, you would have seen that I did the BDSM kink quiz. I think that answers everything in a way that I can't. When did you start writing and how? I've always been writing like poems and stories and silly little things ever since I was a kid, and yeah, it was just a creative outlet for me. Sorry, I kind of half yawned. How did you start writing script? Wow, Brian, read. Did you start writing scripts or performing audios first? audios. First audio I recorded and posted was just me rambling. I've written a couple of scripts, but they aren't very good. So most of my stuff is improv, off the cuff, me rambling. I might have like a few things I want to hit on, or like an outline of a script, or if I'm working from a script, it's someone else's, like it's from Mute or it's from A Void Life 21, or it's from Totally Not Natalie, or just it's one I found or that's been written for me, in the case of Mute, because he will actually write for me a lot of the time now and be like, hey, I wrote this, go do it. Okay. So yeah, it was performing audios that came first. Very rude. Oh, the chaos I have to deal with in this house. Can't wait till I move. And finally, we have DT Wong. Or Taylor. Hi, Taylor. Who do you think the best cuddler of all time was? Like, in all of human history, who gave the best cuddles? After talking to you about this, the answer is apparently Teddy Roosevelt, because he has Teddy in his name. But I don't know if that's true. I can tell you who it wasn't. It definitely wasn't Mother Teresa or Hitler or Stalin or Mussolini. I don't think Jesus was a very good cuddler either. Maybe Mary Magdalene. Wow, I just cracked myself up with that. Whoever the best cuddler of all time was, I am sad that I've never experienced those cuddles, because they would be epic. Is identity theft a joke? Oh my god, Taylor. No, it's not a joke. Identity theft is real. Ugh. What am I going to do with you, Taylor? Really? So, those are my answers. I hope you like them. Yeah. I don't know what to say. Thanks for listening, and thanks for giving me questions, and here's to 100 more boo-boos joining the subreddit. Mwah! Bye.